Off the ball, GAA.
He's been uncanny ability to turn that into a positive. So I can absolutely see why, from a vibe sense alone, appointment like Andy Moran is good for Mayo football.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
David Parsons, congratulations. You've played in the Rugby World Cup. You've been part of a winning team and you scored a try. It's been a perfect, fantastic day.
It has been. It's been brilliant. You know, we talked about a fast start into this campaign and I think we got that today. It's exciting having such a big scoreline and a big win, a variety of tries, and still knowing that we have so much more to give and that we have a lot of fixes throughout the week.
In terms of the fast start, I mean, those early tries that you got, you could see the confidence, not that it was lacking, but it was just oozing from the team at that stage as the first half unfolded.
Yeah, we have a lot of confidence when we get our game plan out there and when we have the momentum. So when we had that start, we knew this is going to be a good day.
What did Scott say to you at halftime? You know, given the fact that you had scored four tries in the first half, in terms of trying to keep the momentum going in the second half of the match.
Yeah, it was just like let's keep the foot on the pedal. Like, Japan are going to come out; they're a good side. They're going to try everything now. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at this. So let's not be complacent and let's go out firing again.
Can we just go back to the try that you scored? I mean, I thought it was interesting that you actually came into this mix zone with Amy Lee, given the fact that she kind of helped set up the try, and you came in here together. You have a fantastic understanding between the two of you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, she's a fantastic finisher, fantastic player. She's such a hard worker, and yeah, she gave me a great assist today, so I'll have to give her a thanks later on.
And just in terms of the way you finish out the game, I mean, as a team, you know, everybody had a part to play. Those who came off the bench had a really big part to play as well.
Yeah, this team goes far beyond the 1-23. We have our non-playing reserves, and Dorothy Ball paid us a visit there in the dressing room, and I actually got emotional because, like, that's what it means. It's those people that impact this program so much in this team, and it goes far beyond the 1-23.
And in terms of that, there were certainly a lot more than 23 people singing Killer as you were inside in the changing room.
Yeah, that's been our song lately. It's nearly funny because we play it so much we're getting sick of it, but after a win it's great to sing a nice Irish song, yeah.
And just before we finish up, I mean, it's Spain next week, but you've got one game played, one game won, but still, as you said, a lot more.
Yeah, we're moving in the right direction and we're not going to underestimate Spain either. Like, they're a very hardy team and they're physical too. So we're definitely not going to be complacent. Like, this fast start team is going to carry us into next week and we're going to have that same, like, we have the same pitch. We're playing on the same ground, so we're used to it now and we're really going to implement what we're about.
Your start. Thanks for time.
Thank you. Cheers.
Oh, sorry. Left him hanging.
Thank you.
Sorry, hi again. How are you?
Hey,
you keep getting sent out. Is that okay if you hold that?
Yeah.
You keep getting sent out for all the media. Amazing. I mean, I heard a lot of it there, but just talk to me how you're feeling, how that game went.
Yeah, I'm feeling brilliant. It's the fast start that we wanted. Playing out in Franklin Gardens and just seeing all the Irish support, it felt like a home crowd and it was just fantastic.
Yeah, were you surprised by the amount of green jerseys in the crowd or were you kind of expecting it?
Honestly, I am surprised, but also I'm not, because the Irish are the best support in the world and every single corner of the stadium was filled with Irish flags and green jerseys, so it's just fantastic.
And tell me, like, a lot of people have been asking who might not be rugby fans about the green wave and, like, what it is. How do you kind of sum up, after seeing that today, what that really means?
It's for me, it's those moments with young girls after the game and inspiring them and then being so excited and having a genuine interest, and hopefully that carries through and it's a wave of momentum for us as it is for them. So we want to come out here and inspire the next generation of rugby players.
Amazing. And obviously you got your try today. We were talking the other day, you were delighted to get the start. Is there a lot of competition in that backfield? Like, Anam Gan obviously came on. How's it feeling ahead of the next couple of weeks? Are you happy with your performance or still kind of...
Definitely room for improvement, and yeah, it's annoying that we all get on so well and we're all like, they're all such great people, but there is competition there and I think that's the best way a team can be. That's healthy for a group and we're all going to keep pushing each other and getting the best out of each other, and you can't rest on your laurels at all. Like, there is competition in this group.
Amazing. And Scott was saying that Aoife walked in yesterday during the jersey presentation. Was there a bit of a collective sigh of relief that she's back, or was it just all guns blazing anyway before she came in?
Definitely all guns blazing. Like, she's a massive, like, part of this team and she's a big game player, so we're so lucky to have her, and we won't underestimate the hard work that she's doing to get back. Like, that's not easy, having time pressure on your head too, it's not easy. So we're going to be there to row around her, and also just can't wait to embrace her. after an opener.
Amazing. Then just lastly, Spain next week. Would you know a couple of the girls from Sevens?
Yeah, they do. They have some very good players, very skillful players, good runners with the ball, good kickers. So they have a lot of threats around the park and they're physical. They like to, you know, they're a very hardy team and they don't give up. So it's going to be a battle. To be honest, everything I do is for them. It's so important for me, but for my family as well. And incredible to have them all here. And you know, there's just so many Irish in general. It was genuinely class. The, you know, Ireland's call was literally bellowing through the stadium. So really, really proud moment to get that try. But I think Eve set me up nicely for it.
She did well, didn't she?
She did very well.
Your first Ireland start at six and took such a big role in line out. How did you feel it went that way for you?
Yeah, good. Delighted to get the start at six today. We always talk about a back five rather than a front five and a back three. So a little bit of change there. Our four-man didn't go exactly to plan as we wanted today, but we went back to our basics and we were pretty happy then from there. But we'll have a look at it during the week. You know, new combinations and stuff like that. So we'll have a look and see and just make sure it's fixed for next week.
Sorry.
Hi.
Sorry,
I thought you were going to start. No, it's okay. I mean, I have to ask you, I'm here for all the Trinity girls. What's it like? I mean, you took up rugby in college, we shared a pitch, and now here we are at a World Cup. Like, yeah. Just how are you feeling?
Incredible. Shout out to all the Trinity girls. When I first started playing rugby not that long ago. Genuinely incredible experience. I never thought I'd be here. Dreamt of always being here, but never thought I would be. And incredible experience. I was so nervous this morning. Genuinely, I sat at a table by myself eating my lunch, breakfast actually, with such an early kickoff. First breakfast was 6:30, and then we had another meal then after that. So all we've been doing is eating all morning. But sat by myself. I was so nervous. Got here, saw the Irish crowd. Warm up went so well. It was just an incredible experience. I just smiled. I said, you know what, take it all in. What's the point in being nervous? Take it in and enjoy it. And once we got that first score and we started quick, which is what we wanted to do, we were really happy with that then and we got going then from there.
Yeah, were you surprised at all by the amount of green in the crowd? Because as I was walking here, I bumped into Eric and we were both like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, just like hordes of people walking along to the stadium.
It was incredible. Got a picture from the airport this morning with everyone in the green jerseys and stuff. And it's class. I was saying it's not quite a home World Cup, but it's not far off. So it's amazing that people can pop over and back for each game. But we genuinely really appreciate it. And I've said it all along, it's so impressive to see people who aren't connected to the team now coming to support us. Like, for a sellout here, I know there's a game on after us, but it was pretty full there for our game, and that's incredible. It's genuinely, we really feel the support, and hopefully that puts smiles on faces today and we can build on into next week as well.
Oh, I think it did. And has it been difficult at all with Eric obviously in Ulster, you in camp? I mean, he was saying he sees you for a hug on the side of the pitch and then he jets back home to Ireland.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we all miss our family and friends. We'll have a little get together now with anyone who can stay over now this afternoon, which will be nice. There'll be a bit of a sing song. We'll celebrate the win, you know, we'll put our feet up for a little bit. But yeah, we definitely miss our families. It's hard being away from everyone, but you know, incredible that they could come over, and we're getting great support from the RFU, flying people over and stuff like that as well, which is the first time I think we've had that. So shout out to the RFU for that. It's really, 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 really supportive of them for us.
Amazing. And speaking of a sing song, I mean, we could hear Killa,
yeah,
like raring. How does that feel for you? I mean, from Dublin, I think,
yeah,
now playing for Ulster,
yeah,
but they're singing a Cork song in the junior.
Do you know what? I think it's slowly become our anthem. We had the Cranberries before, and now that's slowly becoming our anthem this time. So we're a crowd that definitely, a team that definitely loves singing. So, you know, whatever's put on, Brittany and Amy Lee, whatever they put on, we're just happy to sing along and give it a good belt.
Sorry, for the uninitiated and older person like me, what's that song?
Stop. Probably didn't want me in the background singing it as well.
You'll hear it over and over again, I'm sure. It's an absolute belter.
Okay,
yeah.
And what were the other songs did you say?
Cranberries, Dreams, what else do we like to sing? Shipping Up to Boston's a classic before we come out on pitch.
That went on.
Brittany always has that going before we walk out, which is class. So that's a bit of a tradition. But she's our music woman, so she's probably better off to ask. I just sing along whenever I know the words.
She did well today. Fair the match.
She's class. Brittany's always class. She's an absolute workhorse, lads. She genuinely training sessions, everything. The work she does off pitch as well. She's so important for us as a team. But she's class. The way she carries up all her defensive work and just her work rate in general. She's genuine. She's world class. She's something we all aspire to, and we really look up to her as a leader now as well.
And Aoife coming back in, we know she joined the squad yesterday. Does that mix up, and maybe you've already spoken about it, sorry, but does that mix up the back row a little bit? Does that add any worry, or are you just happy to have her?
Happy to have her back. You know, it's unbelievable. You know, I just hope her rehab is continuing to go as well as it is. We want her back on pitch. If that means I have to maybe push the bench back into second row, who knows? We don't know what's to come in the next couple of weeks, but it's so great to have her back. She's working so hard. She landed in the middle of our jersey press yesterday and smiles on everyone's faces. So it genuinely, it's so good to have her back in, to see her doing so well, and she adds so much to us as a group as well. So no, I don't really mind. I'm just so happy to see her back, and she's working so hard, and you know, if we can get someone like Aoife back on the pitch, happy days.
Dara's walk into the dressing room as well, and it was quite emotional.
Yeah, emotional for all of us. Yeah. Dara and I built a really, really good connection over the last number of years, I suppose, but particularly over the last number of months when Cotter's come in, and we worked really hard together as a unit in the line out. So I really miss Dara, and you know, she's so massive for our team. Same with Erin, like, it's, we're missing so many key players. Christy, like, we really did get fairly whacked at the start of this, you know, start of this campaign, but there's still a massive part of it. It was great to see Dara come in, and I know she was on comms yesterday for games, and she's doing a great job. She smashed the rehab. Erin's absolutely smashing the rehab. Christy's the same. Everyone at home. There's so many of the girls that are just, you know, it's class. They're all sending messages in this morning, and it's just so lovely. But I know we talk about connection, but we genuinely are so connected. We all love each other so much, and you know, we miss the girls, but they're still a part of everything we do.
Well said. Lovely.
Thanks. Cheers, guys. How are you feeling after that game?
Absolutely delighted, proud of the girls, proud to get our first game up and running. We've worked quite hard over the last couple of weeks gunning for the first game, so it's a relief to kind of get that over and with, and the score more kind of reflects the hard work that we've done to fix this from Scotland and Canada and get off to a fast start.
Yeah, how important was that fast start? Because you were knocking on the door within like 2 minutes.
when it's such a work on, such a focus point from our last two games about getting out of the blocks area, putting our stamp in the game and kind of getting control of the game, it's really important that we, and satisfying that we can go after those things and go after those fixes. So whatever it is from this game that we need to look and reflect on, that we know we can implement during the week and then put our stamp on Spain the next week.
And what kind of things do you think you'll be looking at in terms of today's game? Obviously, scoreline, happy days, happy with the performance, but was there anything you felt coming out that you do need to improve?
A fast start in the second half, I think Japan capitalised really early. We stay composed in and not let the scoreline affect that first score, and we came out of the blocks again and managed that purpose patch. The momentum swings when we had an error and error and error count, we kind of creep back into our 22, didn't exit very cleanly. They got on ball and then that turned into a score, so kind of tidying up those momentum swings and understanding when the pressure is on us and how to get out of there.
And in the back row, we know Aoife landed today. Is the competition going to increase, or were you all happy? I mean, I thought you performed incredibly. Obviously, Brittany getting man of the match,
we'll take it, whatever. Yeah, no.
Is there any worry, or?
No, like, we, all of us, there's not just us. How many back rows are here at the moment? The girls that aren't with us in the squad, and we've been a very fluid back row as it is. And Fiona coming in at six for her debut in the back row, we're welcome with open arms. The squad needs to be able to be adapting in and out. Whether that's you're putting your hand up for selection, whether you might need to be on the bench, whether you're out at the 23, I think there's a really good understanding between all of us of the fit for the day, the game that we're playing, and then the availability of players. So yeah, the competition is always good, we're always pushing each other, but at the same time we're helping each other out once the decision is made what we do best for the squad.
Amazing. And I have to ask you, we could hear Killa being sang from here, it was rippling through. Is that like a team song or something?
I think over the pre-season, Amble, Kingfisher, you name it, have been big team and obviously Zombies still up there. It's just been a kind of a squad morale get together, and yeah, absolutely love it.
Okay, and just lastly, captaining with Sam, how'd that go today? All happy on the pitch?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I think the two of us have been itching to get back on the pitch together. Obviously, it was disappointing not to play Scotland and Canada, and I was nearly kind of emotional for Sam, having her first game back for Scotland. Very proud of her and the work that she's done in supporting us as a squad when she's not on the pitch and she's had her setbacks. So it was extra special to get to be on the pitch with her today.
Amazing. Thank you so much, and best of luck.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.